Well, again, thank you so much for the invitation. Thank you to my friends from Central Lakes for the invitation to participate today. It's always good to see you. And again, good afternoon and welcome to beautiful downtown Bloomington, Minnesota, probably known more for the mall off to the south than farming, but we're here to talk about the latter today. This year's topic, the topic for this year's event is it's all about content, but what drives the best content? I believe the answer is characters. What better way to tell the story of agriculture than through the eyes and the actions of our farmers and our ranchers and our producers? In other words, put a face on them and then put them on Facebook. Let me tell you just, I'll break from script just a little bit and tell you about some of the characters that farmed during my lifetime in my little small farming community in west central Minnesota, a town by the name of Murdoch, which is about 120 miles straight west of where we're sitting today. I can think of three of them right off the top of my head. One was a guy, and in Minnesota we love to make fun of the Norwegian Lutheran bachelor farmers. This guy happened to be one. He was my dad's first cousin. His name was Freddy Niebuhrke. And Freddy smoked little cigars, wore a brand new pair of overalls and a white shirt, white socks, and black loafers when he came to town on Saturday night. You can get the picture. But he got a little lonesome in the winter time, and so Freddie just checked himself into the local rest home and spent the bulk of the winter with some of his friends in the rest home, and then checked himself out again, went back and planted the crop. Another character, neighbor of mine, was a fellow by the name of Walter Johnson. Walter loved auction sales. He called them sailing. It's a poor man's version of yachting, he told me. And he developed a personal relationship with the auctioneer, Abner Jacobson, to the point where they had sort of a two-person comedy routine going. Abner would say, do you think there'll be auction sales in heaven, Walter? And Walter would say, absolutely not. And Abner would say, well, why is that? And Walter would say, because there'll be no auctioneers in heaven. At which point then the auctioneer would pick on him a little bit more, and I recall being at a sale one day when the auctioneer was trying to sell a manure spreader and he couldn't get a bid, and he said, Walter, would you get up on this manure spreader? The boys want to see what it looks like with a load on. Another character. I'll give you an example of a third character that I knew growing up. His name was Chris. He was a Norwegian bachelor farmer who lived in Montevideo. He also drove a tractor early on that had lugs on it. And many of you will remember what lugs are on a tractor, but they were pointed steel points, and they literally dug right into the ground. That was the traction, sort of like the early equivalent of studded snow tires. Chris drove it across Highway 7, and there used to be signs posted that said no vehicles with lugs prohibited, $50 or $25 fine, $50 fine. So the highway patrol picked Chris up and said, you just drove your tractor across Highway 7, Chris. He said that if you saw the sign, that's going to cost you $50. And Chris said, well, you might as well make it 100 because I've got to get the damn thing home again. Those are characters, and that's just a few of them that I recall that I really think need to have a face put on them as we talk about agriculture. And those are just some of the more humorous ones, but the farming community in the main is the most intelligent, the most friendly, the most creative, and certainly some of the most humorous folks in the world. They know it, we know it, but so many people in urban and even some rural communities are oblivious to the impact of a farmer for life's necessities of food, clothing, shelter, and clean water. And as I talk about those three guys, they also continued to do the work that was so important for all of them, and that is raising food and fuel for the world. I'm proud to see the diversity of ag companies here today, the groups, the organizations, the individuals that are also here today. All of you represent many channels of communication and opportunity for us to seize the attention of millions of people and plant the seeds of thought to where their food comes from, because many don't see past the grocery store itself, the grocery store shelf. Farmers are more than willing to share their story, and many do at farmers markets, farm tours, and other local venues. It's up to us to amplify those efforts by working together. Let me give you just another example of the power of social media. My little truck had a bearing that went out in the transmission. I had to bring the car over to the Ford garage to get the bearing replaced. In the meantime, I drove my wife's car for one day, and at the end of the first day, she said, "I've had it with this. I feel like I'm in a prison. I have no vehicle. It's time for you to get a car." So I went online to a ubiquitous car rental dealership whose name shall remain anonymous, and I signed up for a car, and it said, "Thank you very much for your recent request for the car. Here's your confirmation number. Come on over and pick it up at noon tomorrow," which would have been yesterday. I went over there at noon yesterday, and they said, "I'm sorry, we don't have a car." And I said, "Well, I have this confirmation number. I went online to book this car." "Well, it really doesn't mean anything." "Oh, really? So that means nothing." "Well, no, because we have other clients, and they're out with the car, and if they don't drop their car off when they're supposed to and they want to have it for an extra day, we can't do anything about that." Well, so, you know, and I'm a Norwegian Lutheran, and so I am slow to anger. I'm married to an Irish Catholic. She is not slow to anger. I got home. They called that a mixed marriage in 1965. They said it would never last. And we actually hate one another after 49 years, but by God, we're going to prove them wrong. She said, "I'm on this." She said, "They can't mess with us like this." And so she put out a little piece on Facebook that she loves, you know, and sort of criticized the company, and at the end made some smart aleck comment about, "You do rent cars to people over there." Within minutes, a regional representative of the company called. I couldn't believe it. And so there's somebody out there watching all of the time. Within minutes of that call, another call came from the company saying, "We are so sorry." They apologized all over the place, said, "We are so sorry. We have a car ready for you. You can have your pick of the lot. We'll offer you a 15% discount. And the gas is on us, so you don't have to bother filling up." So Facebook works. And so I'm here, thanks to the rental company today, in a nice little red Toyota Corolla. So again, think about the power of social media and how it works in many ways for you, and certainly if you happen to be the owner of the company that rents cars, in this case, probably against them. They lost 15%. How many other ag companies or organizations do you like on Facebook or follow on Twitter? Successful sharing in the digital age starts by herding our resources to stay updated and support one giant product we're all part of, and that certainly is agriculture. It's an industry that's pulled this state and even the country through the best and the worst economic times, despite relying on something intermittent and unpredictable, the weather. Please enjoy your stay in Minnesota and use this opportunity to network and strengthen our common bond for a better future. Thank you for your time and all that you do for agriculture. Thank you so much for being here.